Morning. Welcome to our time. Couple of announcements just to kind of keep you up to speed. We are proceeding forward with our furnace work, so we'd love to have you help us if you can. All the information is on BethanyChurchOfGod.org. A couple of things that are coming up. We have a conference, MALU, Ministers and Laity United. Next Saturday, the 14th, we're going to be at Metro Parkway having a great day of fun and fellowship. There's music, there's food. It's $10 admission into the park. We're going to be gathering there. I imagine 20-plus churches. So if you're interested, next Saturday, the 14th, I forgot what time it starts, Beth. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock till whenever. There's going to be games. There's White Elephant. There's passing gifts, food, fun, fellowship. So if you're able to join us next Saturday at 11 o'clock. Also, coming up in October, October 18th, 19th, and 20th is... We're doing Embracing the Voice of Women in Ministry While Building the Beloved Community. We're going to be doing a young adults ministry on Friday night. Everyone's invited. Then Saturday is a conference beginning at 9:30. There'll be a continental breakfast that starts at 10. There'll be a panel discussion throughout the day. There'll be lunch and things provided. We'll be meeting there. And then Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Pastor E.L. Branch, Pastor Emeritus of the Third Hope Baptist Church, is going to be speaking in the afternoon. There's registration fees, and I have those. It's $10 to join us, and I have all of the registration forms if you're interested, or you can go on to MALU's website. You can also check into Metropolitan Church of God. Sister Mary Lockley, she has all the information, and I have her number and Sharice Matthews. So if you're interested in joining us, that's coming up as well. Yes, the conference is at Evanswood Church of God. That is on Square Lake Road between John R. and DeQuinder. Pastor Mark Kaufman is the pastor there, and we have the order of services. Also coming up, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, we're going to be joining back, having Wednesday night Bible study. That's coming up. We'll be looking a little forward. We finished the book of Jonah. We're going to be moving into Micah. So get prepared. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up. And let's see, we got coffee, we got fellowship. I've got my coffee. I still have my cast on, so I still have my designated driver. I will be heading down to Ashland for a couple of days of research on Tuesday and Wednesday. So pray for my wife as she does all of the driving and transportation. Pray for the church. Keep Gary in your prayers. He did come home. We want to keep him and Jean in prayer as well, and the multitudes that are in our bulletin. We're going to begin worship today with a song, and then we're going to celebrate a time in prayer.
None like you.
Father, we have gathered in your name. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. And God, if you are for us, then nothing can stand against us. God, it has been an interesting week. Father, it has been a week of a multitude of things, thoughts, actions, intentions. God, I just pray that your blessings would rest upon us today. Father, we have gathered in your name. We've gathered in your presence, and this is your house. Father, I pray for our sister churches. I pray for your anointing, and I pray for an outpouring of God's blessings today. Father, that you will just encompass and inhabit the praise of your people. God, what a beautiful day you've given to us. Father, it's nice to see our bridge is open, and we can move easily around the city. But God, we're just grateful that you have built a bridge, Father, between you, your Father, and us. And you are our God. And we thank you for that. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated for a moment. A simple passage found in the Sermon on the Mount. I was reading, and I just really am going to take the one verse out of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And I'll just emphasize that I had been thinking about these thoughts. And he talks a little bit prior to that about salt and the earth. And if salt loses its saltiness, what good is it? And people neither light a lamp but put it under a bowl. But he said in this closing verse, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. And I know that I've taken a verse strictly out of context when He's talking about salt and light, but we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a few moments. But just understand the context in the same way. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We want to remember our 11 o'clock worship time. Sheila's coming to us. She's playing for the next 4 weeks. We've got a whole list of hymnals lined up for today. And the next 4 weeks, we're going to be singing hymns. So if you want contemporary music, join us in the morning. In the 11 o'clock worship, we'll be doing strictly hymns. But we're going to bless the Lord with those, a way to remind ourselves of hymnal writers. But we'll get to the scripture in a moment as we prepare for prayer. Again, continue to keep Gary in our prayers, who is at home receiving treatments for his infection. Jane, we want to keep her in prayer. Suzanne and Louie. Charlotte, who is home. And the multitude of needs that we have before us. So before we do that, we're going to offer up a time of song to lead us into prayer.
Tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. I need thee. I need thee. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. I need thee. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Every hour in
Father, what a reminder. What a reminder. Oh, I need thee every hour. Come quickly and abide while life is in vain. Father, I know that's a new twist to a song that we've sung multitude of times. But God, what a reminder of how much we really need thee, God. In life, in toil, in vain, while life is still full, God, I pray that that would be a song of redemption, that we need you, God. The world needs you. The places around us need you. People need to see God in every aspect of their life. Father, whatever we're doing, wherever we're going, what is in front of us and what has been behind us, Father, let us recognize the need of a God, salvation to bring us full and rich. Father, at thy poor feet, let us pour it down. Father, we have come today. We have come oftentimes, Father, as a needy people. We need you, Father, not only for strength, for salvation, for your daily sustenance on our life. Father, we need you to bless us, to pour out your Spirit upon us, to pour it out on your churches, both far and near. Father, not only for Pastor Salim, who I have been communicating all week, Father, with our friends in Tennessee, with our family in Tennessee, with Rodney and Anita and the multitude of those, God, who need you. I thank you, God, for people like Rodney who call, God, you a friend, and that, Father, he is willing to step out in faith and support us, Father, to bless our church and to fulfill the needs. Father, bless and pour out your Spirit upon him and Anita. Father, bless Pastor Salim as he reaches those in Bungoma, Kenya. Father, pour out your Spirit on our sister churches around our area and in this community. Pour your Spirit, Father, on your people who have gathered today. Father, continue to touch Brother Gary. Father, give him strength, give him rest, give him healing. Bless Sister Jean. God, as I'm sure the days we're on, there's a little bit of tired, little bit of work to be done. But bless her, Father. Give her strength. Give her your blessings of peace. Father, continue to be with my lovely wife as she attends to my difficulties and my challenges. Father, bless her as she drives today, Father, and takes us to Ashland where I can do some additional studies. But pour out your Spirit upon her. Give her rest, give her reflection, and give her your peace, Father. Bless Sister Charlotte as she is at home and preparing next week as she gets ready to sing and celebrate your goodness. Bless her, Father. Bless Suzanne as she continues to wait and go through treatment. Father, pour your Spirit upon her and upon Louis. Bless our church, Father, the multitude of people who have gathered, those who watch, those who celebrate. Father, let that be our blessing today, that I need you every hour, in joy and in pain, in happiness and in sadness, Father, that we need you today. Pour your Spirit out, Father, on our financial needs, our physical needs, and our spiritual needs. We pray all of this in your holy and precious name. Amen. 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 Well, 1 Peter reminds us today in chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, finally, all of you should agree and have concern and love for each other. You should also be kind and humble. Don't be hateful. Don't insult people just because they are hateful and insult you. Instead, treat everyone with kindness. You are God's chosen one, and he will bless you. I've just been reading this scripture and thinking about these words. And in the same way, Jesus reminded them about being the salt of the earth and a lamp. And he said in verse 15, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Some time ago, I was in Ashland last year as we were going through. We spent some time up in their archaeological finds. And there we see a variety of different bowls. Bowls that were created that would provide light and lamps for the homes. For many of us, we turn the light switch on and we just assume the lights come on and they're bright, and we're thankful for Thomas Edison and his invention of the light bulb, and we go into a dark room, we flip a switch, and we don't think anything of it. Throughout the years when the scriptures were written, there was a multitude of bowls, and they transferred from little cups to larger bowls, and they had different size on them. They had different wicks, and they would light those, and they would save the oil, and we get an emphasis on the widows and how they were preparing for the bridegroom to come, and they had run out of oil. And yet, we get this illustration of a light. You don't put it under a bowl, you set it out. And it's important for us to recognize when you flip on a light, you want the whole room on lit up. Well, that's a debate between my wife and I. She likes to turn the lights off, and I like to turn them on. She doesn't like them burning, and I like them bright. That's just who we are and the way we were made. But the scripture gives us an indication that we are a light to the world around us. What did Jesus indicate? He said, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Well, I would assume that we would all agree that the golden rule of biblical says that you must do unto others before they do unto you. No, that's not what it says. It doesn't say that I should do something to you before you can do it to me. No, we've heard that multitude of times, and it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we learn the illustrations of the importance of patience and being loyal and kind and trying to say and designated. And we are told that we should be a light and let others see our good deeds. Why don't we treat people in the same way we want to be treated? Why do we have trouble creating hostility and guilt and careless, hasty words and things that are said misappropriately, the way children treat their parents or the way parents treat their kids? We've lost the sense of respect today. And that's a difficult word. Respect, I've been told, is not something that you're given. It's something that you earn. And you earn it by your examples. You earn it by who you are. You earn it by treating people and explaining them needs and being cautious and loving and caring. And that's tough for us. The world doesn't treat us that way. We want to give back to others the way the world treats us. And we want this happy family just to endure some of the difficulties. And yet, we have a loving God who is teaching us to make every effort that God created us in His image. And that He's given us this male and female, and God gave us the blessings, and we're fashioned in God's image, and that we should see others the way that God sees us, and that our lights should be shining to the world around us. And trust me, the world is going to see how you treat others. The world is going to see that example. The world is going to know by your words and your witness how you are. They're going to see what you say to someone else. They're going to see how you react in the restaurants. They're going to see how you react in the doctor's office. They're going to see that example. And they're going to know that when they hear the word Christianity, are you a mirror of what God has designed? Is your light shining before others? Will they see your example? Will they glorify God? Well, the Hebrew writer tells us in chapter 12, verse 14, that we must make every effort to live in peace with all people. Not just the ones we like, but everyone. We can live at peace with everyone and make it our effort to help them of that promise. And finally, this passage tells us that we are fulfilling what Jesus told us, to let your light shine that others may see your good and that they will praise God for who you are. I wonder, could it be an example for us today that we need to take a deep look, a hard look in the mirror as to how we are, how we're treating others, how are we the example of Christ's message? Have we lit up the lamp in the room? Have they see us for who we are? Are we carrying around the lamp of God's love in our life? Could we do better? Absolutely. Could we improve? Absolutely. Could we take a moment to say, thank you, God, for the example of your light, could we bless those around us, pour our spirits out to them, pray for them, lift them up, love them, celebrate with them, and let God's light shine in who we are. The next person you run into, say good morning to them. Say thank you. Bless them and say, hey, this is a great day. Let God's light shine. We can be grumpy. Yeah, we can have a bad night, not have enough sleep, and be up a little agitated because somebody cut me off while I'm coming to church. Or we can do what God has called us to do. Let His light shine. And let them pass you. Let them go on about their business. God has a plan for you today. It's to bless your life and to bless those around you. Father, thank you for this word this morning. Father, as we close our time, bless your people. Let their light shine so that others may see you and not them. In Jesus' holy name, amen. We're going to close this time with a song, and then I'll let you be on about. And if you're here with us, you can go and have some coffee fellowship and a little treat in the back. If not, I'll have to tell you how good it is. Father, oh, the never-ending, reckless love of God to love us exactly the way we are. God, we are so blessed today to be in your presence. We are so blessed to know that you leave the 99 just to go find us. Father, I pray today that we will be your light. Father, that you will bless your people, that you will pour into them, that they will light up the room, Father, with your presence and with your love. Father, go with us and bless your people. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Remember, 11 o'clock, traditional hymn time. Sheila will be joining us, and we'll be singing together. Join us then. Bless you. Go in His peace.